Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist, and each episode, I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called Brand Safety in a Chaotic Culture. Let's dive in. Every brand wants cultural relevance, but here's the paradox. 73% of marketers admit they're paralyzed by fear of backlash. They want to be part of the conversation, but they're terrified of saying the wrong thing. Here's what I've learned studying successful brands. The ones winning right now aren't playing it safe, they're playing it smart. There's a difference, and it starts with understanding how to navigate the relevance risk tightrope without falling off. Think of culture like weather systems. You wouldn't dress for a thunderstorm based on morning sunshine, right? Brands need what I call a cultural radar framework. Monitor three layers: surface trends that change daily, underlying values that shift over years, and generational movements that reshape entire markets. The key insight here is this: align with values, not just trends. Surface trends are lightning. They flash and disappear. Values are the ocean currents underneath. They have staying power. I use the 48-hour rule with my clients. If a cultural moment survives two news cycles, it's worth considering. Most don't. Most are just noise. Now, let's talk authenticity. Research shows brands with authentic cultural positioning see 2.3x higher engagement. But authenticity isn't just a buzzword, it's a filter. Before jumping into any cultural conversation, ask yourself three questions. Does this align with our brand DNA? Can we add genuine value to this conversation? Do we have the credibility to participate? If any answer is no, stay out. Forced relevance always backfires because people can smell inauthenticity from miles away. Here's your safety net strategy. Create content pillars that are culturally aware but controversy resistant. Focus on universal human truths: connection, growth, creativity, community. These themes transcend political divides and cultural fractures. They're bridges, not walls. Let me give you a perfect example. Patagonia's climate activism. They don't chase every cultural moment. Instead, they own one big cultural truth: environmental responsibility. Their Don't Buy This Jacket campaign seemed counterintuitive for a clothing company, but it aligned perfectly with their values. The result? Authentic brand positioning that attracts fiercely loyal customers while naturally repelling those who don't share their values. The lesson here is profound. It's better to be loved by your tribe than liked by everyone. Before your next campaign, run what I call the brand safety triangle test. Ask, is this authentic to our brand? Does it serve our audience? Can we execute it excellently? All three must be yes, or it's a no. This isn't about avoiding risk, it's about choosing the right risks. Here's the bigger picture. Cultural relevance isn't about being everywhere. It's about being exactly where you belong. The brands that thrive long-term choose their cultural battles wisely and fight them authentically. In chaos, consistency of values becomes your greatest competitive advantage. Culture may move fast, but your core principles should be your North Star. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Pitch bold ideas with confidence. Cultural Intelligence Report.